Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Yes, no markets today. It's a Good Friday and Easter holiday weekend, a long weekend. A lot of time to digest yesterday's USDA planting intentions, acreage numbers, and the stocks report. Another vital component of Thursday's report. March stocks. What do you think of that, Chad Hart of Iowa State University?
The idea is they're up compared to last year, but down compared to where we thought they would be. And I think that's very encouraging. What I really liked was the disappearance number. When you look at that December to the February disappearance number, we were up about 400 million bushels compared to last year. It's good to see additional corn being utilized. And that bodes well as we look forward over the next couple of quarters. Something that I've been hearing about for the past few months as I travel around farm country, that everybody's talking about how grain wasn't moving that much and what's being held is held on farm. And this report definitely confirmed that. And what it also confirms, though, is that we know that crop's got to get moving to make room for the crop we're trying to plant, just one we just talked about there. So we know that that puts a cap on how big our rallies can get, because we do have a lot of corn sitting on farm that's going to need to hit the market soon. It limits the upside as we're looking at there. And it also makes sense given what farmers have been doing and investing in over the past few years. They have taken the proceeds that we've gotten, reinvested it on the farm, whether it's trying to get additional land, but I think we put up fair amount of storage to help hold the crop. They're looking at the weather conditions, thinking we could see a pop. And so they're betting on the come, and they've definitely done that here. As we look at both corn and soybeans in terms of what we're holding in storage right now, so I can point to exports, definitely seeing a stronger pace there than we did last year. And I think this goes back to, you mentioned the hogs and pigs report, the cattle on feed report. We're seeing, I think, better feed demand now than we had expected, say, 6 months ago. The idea is, I think when you look here, I would say what we've seen thus far is corn exports have recovered back to almost around our five-year average. Yeah. When we look out there, you give me a little problem down in Brazil, and that opens up some greater opportunities there that could lead to some additional pop in the market.
The corn market does seem vulnerable to some increased volatility this summer if that weather issue shows up.
I definitely agree with that. In fact, as I'm looking here, like I say, what we've done is we've tightened things up a bit, both in, from an old crop and new crop perspective for corn. And that's leading to some support that we hadn't been seeing for a while. If you think where prices settled out today, that basically put us back to where we were basically at the beginning of February. So we've seen this nice little bounce off the bottom. It's got us back. We're still not seeing strong prices, but at least we have sort of found the bottom. We floated up above that now. And like I say, we're in range of where I can talk about break even and maybe some small profitability out for 2024.
Iowa State University's Chad Hart on the air yesterday afternoon with Chip Flory on AgriTalk. Okay, that's the corn discussion. Let's talk soybeans. March 1st, soybean stocks on farm a little higher than a year ago.
Yep. So in this case, I would say this is the one thing that I took as negative from the reports today. You know, the idea is we're looking at the not only stock levels higher compared to last year. Again, a lot of that, almost all that, well, in fact, actually all that growth, it's an on-farm storage. And when you looked at the quarterly disappearance, down 13% compared to last year. So where corn was, everything was moving in the right direction for us. Here, at least on the stock side, everything, it wasn't bad, but it was moving in the wrong direction.
Another big uncertainty, how big is the Brazilian soybean crop? They just planted more acres than expected.
It comes back to, again, I mean, that's been the big question throughout most of the winter, is trying to figure out just what that Brazilian bean crop looks like.
Yeah.
USDA has held a fairly high number compared to almost all the private numbers that we've seen out there, and especially compared to CONAB. But the idea is, I think every time we look at that crop, you're right. The idea is that there seem to be more planted than we expected. It's not a yield boost this year. It's an acreage boost.
When it comes to marketing, what's your attitude on soybeans?
Well, that's the beans. I hate to say this, but both crops are in the same boat.
Okay.
You know, as you're looking at pricing right now, it's pricing right around break even for the 2024 season. And this report didn't move it that much from that. The challenge is going to be here. Yep, production got a little smaller with, like I say, in terms of expected production, but we're not seeing that demand growth that we need to get usage to catch up to production.
The well-known Chad Hart, Iowa State University grain marketing specialist, on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon with Chip Flory. Hey, there was another report yesterday, the Hog and Pig Report, and let's take a look at those numbers and more reaction to Thursday's USDA report next on Inside Agriculture.